One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Hey MedTalkers, welcome back to the third episode of our new series, Throwback Thursday, the history of modern day medicine, where every Thursday we retrace our forefathers' footsteps and learn how we've established our modern day practices in medicine. Grab your popcorn guys, this one's gonna be a good one. And yes, I know I say that every time, but seriously guys, this one is the one. So today is for the budding radiologists. If you want to impress in your radiology interview, guys, then I suggest you listen in carefully and learn all about where x-rays came from. Just some statistics to warm your ears. An article published in 2012 by the Pan American Health Organization states that it has been estimated that around 3.6 billion diagnostic x-ray examinations are performed every year in the world. More specific to the UK, in February 2018 alone, 1.73 million x-rays were performed. So, x-rays are being used constantly for diagnostic purposes, and when I request an x-ray for a patient, I often think about how we've come to relying on them so heavily. What did we do before we had x-rays? If we wanted to find a broken bone, we'd have to literally cut someone's arm or leg open to see it. So where have they come from? Well, at this point, I'd like to introduce Wilhelm Röntgen, a German mechanical engineer and physicist who obtained a PhD from the University of Zurich in 1869. One day, whilst doing his scientist tricks in his lab at the University of Würzburg, Röntgen had a lightbulb moment. Now, the next few minutes may get a little physics heavy, but do bear with, it is interesting, I promise. So, Wilhelm is playing around with some vacuum tube equipment, produced by several different physicists, and he's looking at what happens externally when an electrical current passes through them. He was particularly interested in cathode rays. Cathode rays are a stream of electrons, or electrical current, observed within a vacuum tube. So these tubes that Röntgen was working with were evacuated, or in other words, the air had been sucked out. But there were still positive and negative electrodes encapsulated. When a high voltage was applied to the tube, there was a fluorescent glow on one side. Röntgen then covered the tube with heavy black paper and noticed that there was a fluorescent green light coming from a nearby screen coated with phosphorus a few feet away. Röntgen was stunned and realized that there was a new type of ray being emitted, which could pass through the heavy black cardboard and light up phosphorus materials within the room. Röntgen realized through various subsequent experiments that this new ray can pass through most substances but leave shadow images of solid objects. He didn't know what these new mysterious rays were, so he labeled them as X or unknown. Röntgen was adamant that this black cardboard covering he made was light tight, meaning no light could pass through. And then Röntgen tried to find different materials to stop the rays passing through. One day he used a small piece of lead and noticed the very first radiographic image, which was his own ghost-like skeleton on this fluorescent screen. And around 6 weeks after this accidental but remarkable discovery, Röntgen took a picture, the very first official radiograph, using x-rays of his wife's hand. And when his wife, Anna, saw the x-ray of her hand, she claimed, "I have seen my death." And this is the story of the x-ray. Röntgen is considered as the father of radiology. Where would we be without his discovery? Who knows? And if you want to have a look at the first official x-ray, you can go on over to our Instagram page, just search MedTalks, and there will be Anna's hand as an x-ray. And so clinical use of the x-ray flourished, with no real regard for potential side effects from the exposure to radiation. But there were some scientists who had their early suspicions, such as Thomas Edison and William J. Morton, who reported injuries that they believed were as a result of experiments with x-rays. Overall, early use of x-rays was widespread and unrestrained, and in the 1930s and 40s, shoe stores offered free x-rays so that their customers could see the bones in their feet. Now, of course, we have a much better understanding of the risks that are posed with X-ray radiation, and we have developed protocols to minimize this unnecessary exposure. And whilst X-rays, as I mentioned earlier, given these statistics, are the cornerstone of modern medicine, its discovery has led to the development of today's other imaging techniques, including MRI scans, CT scans, ultrasound, and many more. And all this from an accidental discovery. And that's the story of the X-ray. I think I'll leave it there for now, guys. Thanks again for listening. Please remember to leave us your feedback. And in the next episode, we'll be talking all about how anesthetic agents were developed to put patients to sleep before surgery. Thanks again for listening. You can check out all of our other episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a comment, and we look forward to you hearing the next one. All the best.